The why, how, and when of the superannuation changes. Super advice. If you want the answers on the government super changes, you need superadvice.com.au. Super advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, Harley Carnes, what can you tell us about this awful Times Square car attack?
Well, the good news is the terrorism is not suspected. I mean, it was terrorizing, it was horrifying and scary, but they don't think that that's what it is. It's a 26-year-old man from the Bronx, Richard Rojas is his name, driving a Honda Accord. Arrested after driving into always crowded Times Square. He drove the wrong way for three blocks, killed one 18-year-old woman, injured 22 people, four of them very seriously hurt, but they are expected to survive. He's being tested for drunk driving, for DUI, because he'd been arrested twice before for drunk driving a couple of years ago. He's a U.S. citizen. He's a Navy veteran, and he tried to run away, but they didn't get that done because five people grabbed him and pinned him to the ground for the police.
What a destructive waste, just a destructive waste. The president's seeking a little bit of refuge, Harley, heading overseas.
Well, he picked himself a really, really busy time. I mean, this is a very ambitious agenda that he's got for this trip. You know, most presidents take off and go all the way to Mexico or Canada on their first trip out of the country. he's going to some of the toughest places in the planet as far as issues go. First stop, Saudi Arabia, then he'll go to Israel and the Vatican, then a NATO summit in Brussels, and a G7 summit in Italy. It's fair to say this is going to be a working trip, big time. He'll be a busy guy for sure. And it's going to be interesting, you know, because he's expected to outline his own vision for this new so-called Arab NATO to fight terrorism and contain Iran, and he's expected to make sure that people at NATO understand that he's foursquare. Staying in the alliance.
A hell of a workload. And the founder of Fox News dies.
Yeah, Roger Ailes was 77. He fell down, actually, a few days ago at his $36 million home and went to the hospital. And we don't know exactly why he died. They didn't say that, but we know that he'd suffered from diabetes and some other things. But his death is a big blow, I mean, in many ways to this to the industry of news. I mean, he played a huge role, as Rupert Murdoch said, in shaping America's media over the last 30 years. He was a controversial figure in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And, of course, Fox News has been controversial since its beginning.
Absolutely. Harley, thank you. Have a great weekend.
The why, how, and when of the superannuation changes. Super advice. If you want the answers on the government super changes, you need superadvice.com.au. Super advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.